With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The archery and crossbow deer hunting season starts this Saturday. It's one of the earliest starts to the season. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
This year's archery and crossbow deer hunting season is opening on the calendar about as early as it possibly can. On the opposite side, the gun deer season will be opening much later this year. That means about a week more of archery hunting than in most years. It also means that hunters will be dealing with warmer than average temperatures for the start of the season. Jeff Pritzel is the Wisconsin DNR deer program specialist.
From the deer's perspective, warm weather may influence movement, daylight movement, negatively. And so you could see that movement compressed in the daylight, even closer to dawn and dusk if it's a really warm day.
This past winter registered as one of the lowest ever on the winter severity index. It means people will likely see more deer on the landscape this hunting season because fawns were more likely to survive. But Pritzel says that doesn't necessarily mean harvest numbers will be up this year.
Because although some of those fawns will show up as part of the harvest, most of that will contribute next year. And so we may not see a real increase in harvest this year, but deer sightability should be on the uptick. It'd be unusual for us to have the bumper mast crop that we saw in 2023, both in terms of acorns and soft mast, which really influenced deer feeding patterns last year, not necessarily to the advantage of deer hunters.
The archery season has grown in popularity over the years. More than half of the deer licenses sold in the state are for archery or crossbow.
Many of Wisconsin deer hunters are looking to expand their hunting opportunities and adventures throughout the calendar year and the early archery season this year, essentially as a bonus week attached to it.
The bow season runs September 14th into January. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Unified School District of Antigo will be holding classes as normal today as a potential threat is checked into. In a Facebook post, the district superintendent said they had been made aware of a potential threat regarding school safety of the high school on social media. The district is cooperating with the Antigo Police Department as they address the situation. Some additional law enforcement will be on hand at the Antigo School District today out of an abundance of caution. The superintendent said the safety and well-being of their students and staff is their number one priority. Wisconsin's Legislative Study Committee on Artificial Intelligence met in Wausau Wednesday. State Senator Julian Bradley said they wanted to hear how the technology could be used by law enforcement.
The government's not going to overreach and stop the growth or potential there. But number one, we've got to protect privacy and we have to protect data.
Bradley says the challenge with AI is how quickly it evolves, meaning they need to thread a thin needle between using it appropriately and protecting residents from potential harm.
Because it's such a part of our everyday lives already, people just may not know it. We're trying to define it and making sure that we have the proper guardrails to safeguard against any nefarious acts and really to make sure that consumers are protected.
Bradley says the government's role in AI is to keep the technology safe and productive.
How do we keep the government and any laws or rules or anything we put around it able to adapt to the technology so we don't have to run back and try to change the law every couple of years?
The committee has held several meetings focused on different areas, including how AI could help the state's workforce shortage and what it means for health care. More meetings will be scheduled in the future. People in the town of Rome in Adams County took on a climb of remembrance and reflection Wednesday, honoring the first responders who gave their lives on September 11, 2001. Amy Tork organized the event. She said for her and her family, this was personal.
My grandmother was in Boston on an airplane getting ready to fly out, and luckily they didn't pick that flight. She made it home, but it was a big thing in our family.
She's created a way for Central Wisconsinites in Adams County to honor those who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks at the Tri-North Ski Club and Winter Park.
Why don't we just climb stairs at Tri-North? Because it's right in our backyard in Rome. So giving other people an opportunity to pay their respect and get a little exercise in.
She was inspired by the Lambeau Field stair climb. Participants talked about what the climb means to them.
But just to bring people together and to sacrifice our time for what they lost.
Or just to remember So I hope everybody pauses today to remember.
Remember my brothers and sisters that had fallen 23 years ago.
Firefighters climbed nearly 2,100 steps up the 110 stories of the World Trade Center on that day. About 300 steps were climbed on Wednesday. Torx said they intend to make the event annual going forward. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said it would hear a lawsuit that could determine whether the state's top elections official can remain at her post. This comes after Republicans who controlled the state Senate sought to fire her last year. The liberal-controlled court said it would hear the case but did not immediately set a date for oral arguments. The court almost certainly will not rule before the November 5th election. Republicans unhappy with the state's elections administrator Megan Wolf have attempted to oust her from her job since President Joe Biden won the 2020 election. In 2024, Michigan saw a 10% rise in foreclosures, with more than 12,000 properties affected. Meanwhile, the Middle Class Borrower Protection Act of 2023, intended to assist middle class home buyers, is under fire for potentially increasing housing costs and making home ownership harder. Crystal Blair has more.
Critics warn that the bill might benefit landlords and large corporations more than average families by reversing recent FHFA fee changes for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgages. Caroline Nagy is with Americans for Financial Reform.
This bill would order the FHFA to undo that change, raise prices for lower-income folks, first-time homebuyers, and order the FHFA to lower the prices for investors and vacation home buyers.
Nagy highlighted that backers of the bill passed it in the House very fast, and it concerns her that the legislation was a priority for leadership. The bill is currently being held in Senate committee in Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.